Olympian and two-time NBA All-Star Carlos Boozer is returning to his hometown of Juneau to teach the next generation of Alaska basketball players. Beginning in late July, Boozer is putting on a five-day basketball camp at his alma mater, Juneau Douglas High School. He's excited to give back to a school and city that gave him so much, and he recently spoke with KCAW's Cameron Clark about his camp.
From July 31st to August 4th, you're having a basketball camp in Juneau, right?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm coming back home. I'm going to have a basketball camp at the high school and a few other schools up there. Kids can register at carlosboozerbasketballcamp.com. It's ages from 5 years old to 18 years old. And it'll be from July 31st to August 4th. And I'm excited, man. It's been a while since I had a camp back home.
Who would you say is it for? Is it for, like, experienced basketball players or?
Anybody. If it's your first day playing basketball or if you've been playing basketball for 10 years, you know, from when you were 5 years old to you're 15 years old. It's for any experience, any level.
So how many kids have signed up already?
I think we have 150 signed up, and I really haven't. I just posted something on my Instagram and my Twitter and my Facebook. But now I'm going to start doing some advertising for it. But we got room for as many people want to come. We got plenty of coaches. I'm going to be there. I'll be there every day throughout the whole day. My family, my mom and dad will be there. And my wife will be there and some of my friends as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So can you walk us through, like, a typical day that the kids can expect?
Well, they'll get a chance to learn fundamental skills, some of the secrets I've learned along the way. Throughout my career, from when I was all the way back at Houston's hoop camp in Juneau, Alaska, all the way up to, you know, winning the Olympics in China and playing this year, all throughout my Chicago Bulls and Lakers years as well, and Utah Jazz years. So for me, I'm going to be able to try to give the kids a little bit of toolage, some secrets that I learned along the way on how I, you know, continue to push myself and challenge myself to be better every year and come back with something new that would help my team win. So they'll do fundamentals. And obviously, I love to play, and I know every kid loves to play, so we'll have games as well. We'll put the kids on teams, and they'll get a chance to compete against each other, of course, in the different age groups, and have a chance to win a championship in the playoffs at the end of the weekend.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So why did you decide to put this on in the first place?
No, I just want to get back, man. You know, I had so many people help me along the way, along my journey in basketball. Obviously, starting with my father and my dad who put the ball in my hand, and Coach Houston, who was my high school coach there, Coach K at Duke, tons of friends, tons of family. I had a lot of people help me along my journey, and I want to be able to share what I learned along the way with other kids, hopefully help them along their basketball journey. And the great thing about sports, as you probably know if you played a sport, is that a lot of lessons you learn during sports you can also apply to life. So it'll be some of that too.
Very true. So, are you having any giveaways during the camp?
Oh, there'll be some surprises, but you gotta show up. Some surprises. I got a couple jerseys, I got a couple shoes, and I got a couple of surprises. But the kids gotta come to camp.
And the money that you raise for this camp, is it going anywhere?
Some of it will be donated to a couple of different charities. You know, I had my oldest son had sickle cell anemia, so some of the proceeds will go to sickle cell research. And also, we obviously have to pay the coaches and the staff that are helping throw on the camp. But for the most part, it's all going to a good cause. But the main thing is to get back to the community and get back to the kids because Juneau helped me make it, man, to be honest. They always gave me a safe haven, you know, gave me a chance to be myself growing up there. And I wanted to go back in. I came back, it must have been when they won the championship, and I came back for the award ceremony when they got their trophy. And I just realized that, you know, this is the perfect opportunity to come back and get back to my high school, to get back to my city.
You mentioned how important coaching was to you early in your career. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I was very blessed and very fortunate, you know, to have great coaches. You know, my father played. He's 63 years old, still playing basketball, but I had a great IQ right at home. You know, my dad was a very good player. Coach Houston, obviously, was a great coach and won multiple championships, and obviously going from, you know, those two men to Coach K, who's arguably the greatest coach in college history, coached by him, and then going to the NBA and playing with some legendary coaches and Coach Sloan and, you know, Tom Thibodeau and different guys. So for me, I've been very fortunate to be taught by coaches who have taught other great players and were able to give me some of the secrets that they learned about motivation and challenging yourself in different ways to be successful. And always, you know, realizing that, yeah, you know, no matter how great of a player you are, it's all about the team. And I've always had that instilled in me because my dad gave me that at an early age. You know, when I got to high school, Coach Houston echoed that as well. So I want to make sure, you know, the kids realize that, yes, you know, it's important that you always advance and try to push yourself to be a better player individually. But when you, it's a team sport. So at the end of the day, it's always about how your team finishes up, how your team does. So I'm going to be talking about that as well, a lot as well.
How does it feel to essentially be helping develop the next generation of basketball players?
It's great, man. I mean, for me, obviously, as a father, it starts right at home with my own three kids, you know, being able to teach them some things I learned along the way, hard work and dedication to the game if you really want to do it. But it feels good to be able to give back to kids that really love the game and want to play the game and get a chance to see kids get better. Like, if they put the work into it, by the end of camp, you should be better. You know, and then if you take certain, like, two or three things away from the camp, after camp is over, when you go home and you're playing with your friends around the neighborhood or you're playing, you know, with your mom and your dad or whatever, you can keep practicing what you take from the camp so you can continue to improve. That's what I used to do. And I used to learn something from camp, and I would come home to Juno, and I would practice with my dad outside. And I would get better and better and better, and I would keep pushing myself. And next thing you know, I'd be rebounding more, I'd be getting more assists, or I'd be scoring more points, or, you know, I'd be doing different things to help my team win. And that's what it all came down to for me.
So you talked about takeaways from camps. What are the main takeaways you hope camp goers take away?
Yeah, just to have a great time. Great time at playing basketball, learning from a kid that came from the same community that they're in right now, and hopefully be able to take some of the stuff from my camp and use it in their season coming up, whether that's in elementary or middle school or high school or even, you know, older kids. But I just want the kids to have a great time and learn some new things that will help them in their basketball journey.
So the other people on your staff helping you teach the kids, are there any celebrity guests?
I'm working on a couple. That'll be to be continued. But I have a couple that may become. I know Coach Houston will be there. And I'm working on a couple other guys to see their availability because some of them are playing overseas and have some other responsibilities. But I may be able to sneak in a couple of friends of mine. So we'll see. I might have a couple surprises for the kids.
Okay. So let's talk about you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been playing overseas for China, right? Well, in China.
Yeah, this past season. Yeah, my first year playing over in China. It was fun.
Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was exciting. So for me, I had got a couple of phone calls over last summer about coming back and playing. And China gave me an interesting, you know, conversation with a couple of different Chinese teams. And a good friend of mine is Stefan Marbury, who has made his a great second career over in China. And I talked to him for about an hour, and he was talking to me about, you know, coming to China and, you know, how it changed his life and getting a chance to, you know, affect a different culture because, you know, Chinese, they were used to just Yao Ming and different players, but they haven't really, until Steph came over there, they hadn't seen his caliber of a player in China. And so that intrigued me quite a bit. So, you know, I took my talents over to China. It was fun. I had a great experience. I had a chance to learn a whole different culture over there. I played for the Dongguan Southern Tigers, which is in Dongguan. It's about an hour outside of Guangzhou. Guangzhou is a city that has about 22, 24 million people in it. And I had a great time, man. We got all the way to the championship series, and we lost in the championship. But it was a good experience, man. I got a chance to learn how they play over there and get a chance to make some new friends and some new connections, and also just experience a different kind of life. I love to travel. So, you know, Asia was definitely something I wanted to do and experience where I get a chance to, you know, go to the Great Wall again and go to some museums and learn their culture and learn a little bit about different religions and what have you. So it was fun, man. I enjoyed it.
Do you have anything else to say regarding camp or just?
Yeah, I'm just excited, man. You know, it's been a few years since I've been back there doing a camp, and I come back every summer. Usually I sneak into town with my family and my friends, and I just go fishing and do a little hiking. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to be able to get back to the community and get back to some of these kids that they probably don't even know who I am. I mean, obviously, I might be like a myth they never heard of because they probably haven't seen me play because I'm so old now. But I'll tell you, I'm excited to come back and learn some new things about the kids and what they're up to nowadays in Alaska and what they're doing now in Juneau and get a chance to teach them some things that I learned along the way. And to be honest, for me, giving back is a fight plan thing for me, you know, especially to my own community. So hopefully, you know, all the kids will tell their friends and they'll all come and have a good time. I'm going to give away some stuff. Everybody come work hard. We're going to take pictures with everybody. I'm going to sign everybody's stuff. And I might have a couple other friends come that you may want to get your autograph, get their autograph as well.
Well, thank you.
No, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That was KCAW's Cameron Clark talking with NBA great Carlos Boozer. The camp will be July 31st to August 4th at the Juneau Douglas High School. Registration costs $150 and it is open to anyone ages 5 to 18. More information can be found on our website at kcaw.org.